Welcome to Shomach Shava and Daf, your sponsor, Luinishmas, Arbi Akashom, Lea Pasitzchok. The Gemara Amud Beis brings a question. The Gemara says that we say halacha, like one man do Amar, regarding the Arba Mises Beis Din. Says the Gemara, Omar of Yosef, Hilchaso le Mishicha. It's not a get today, because today we don't have Arba Mises. So you say halacha for the time of Mashiach. So says Abaye, don't learn Masechet Zvachim. Because what do you need to know Masechet Zvachim? Hichas ala Mashicha? Ela droish v'kab ha-schar. Hachinami droish v'kab ha-schar. You have to dashin to receive your word. So he answers the Gemara that Dafka here, Barisiv is asking, we don't care about the halacha, because not halacha l'maise, it's just how to read the braisa. So for this, you don't say halacha. There's not enough community l'maisa and halacha, which is how to read the braisa. For that, I don't have to say halacha. And the way Tosis concludes over here seems to be that that's what comes out from the Divya Gemara. The Gemara is teaching us that you always try to learn the Gemaras and get the halachas, even things are not again today. The only time that I'm not trying to get the halacha is if there's not enough kamino. Only when trying to tell me the language of the braisa. But if not that, we will try to come to the halacha lemaise, legabe, things have to do when Mashiach will come. The Chavos Yair, he has two simonim to speak about this inyan, simon kuv chavdal and simon kuv chofei. And just in short, he mentioned simon kuv chavdal. You see from our Gemara that of course you have to learn every part of Torah. There's no shaila. More ask, are we not going to learn Masechet Zvachim? Elama, the person has a chiyuv to know halacha lemaisa, what to do. So therefore, he has to also learn, has to have an emphasis on learning halacha lemaisa. But of course, the limud of every part of Torah is something which is required. The Shoel Meishiv in Sefer Divrei Shoel says over here, he says based on a Gilyon Maharsho, he said the nekuda that the Gemara is bothered by is hilchas l'mashicha, meaning of course you have to learn every part of Torah. But to say halacha, that doesn't make sense. Why? Because we know, based on the Arizal, that the halacha lo sidlovoi will change. Today we pass kan halacha like Beisilo. Lo sidlovoi will pass kan halacha like Bechamai. So in Mail, there's no point to say halacha, because the time of Mashiach, the halacha will change. That's like when it says, hichas al Mashiach. You tell me halacha now that will change the time of Mashiach. The Oruch Laner, in the Agadom of the Maseches Makis, he says, many people say, why should we learn things that are not nagei l'maise, that we don't have to know? It doesn't bring our Gemara. But he goes on to say that there's three reasons why you have to learn things that are not nagei l'maise. Reason number one is, because maybe Beis HaMikdash will be built tomorrow. You have to be ready, you have to be prepared to do whatever is needed for Beis HaMikdash. Reason number two is, Neshama Paris Hoseinu, we know that anybody who learns the halachas of Oilo is as if he was makriv Oilo. Anybody who learns the halachas of Shlomim as if he was makriv Shlomim. So you have to learn these things because as if you did it. And reason number three, says the Aruch Laner, is because Kol HaTorah Kulo is one big thing. It's like one menorah where everything connects to each other. So even the parts of Torah, they're not nagei l'maise, but you need to know that part in order to complete the ideas of Torah and to know the Torah b'shlemuso. It's one big avodas Hashem that we have to do. And we'll conclude with what the Be'er Mayim Chayim Pasha Tzav says. He says like this, of course, the Gemara knows that there's such a thing called schar limud. Even when a person learns Torah, that is l'maise, there's two schar, he has a schar on doing the mitzvah, he has a schar of learning Torah. The Gemara didn't have a hava, I mean, the learning part of Torah that's not l'maise, that it will not be a schar limud. That was not even the shayla. But when the Gemara comes and says, droish v'kab l'schar, when the Gemara is coming to Mechadesh, is when a person is learning Torah and he has the cheshek, he has the desire to keep the mitzvah, so he gets reward as if he did the mitzvah. Droish means he's going to demand. Lashon drisha, I want to do the mitzvah. The kabbal schar, you get reward as if you're doing the mitzvah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu mitzar v'chashav l'maisa, as if he did the mitzvah. And this, according to this, what the Gemara is saying is, you say halichas l'mishicha, halacha is when you bring it l'maisa. So you learn Torah is gevaldik. Why do you have to bring in l'maisa? Says the Gemara, because droish v'kab l'schar. Because when you learn Torah and you have the desire to do it as if you did it, so you have to know how to do it the proper way. You need to know halacha l'maisa. Not only to prepare for the future, and not only there's neksha when you learn as if you did the mitzvah, al tz'limut shiboy. But when a person is preparing himself and he's ready as if to do the mitzvah right now, is nechshav as if he was mekayim the mitzvah b'shlemuso, k'shmogu mitzar nechshav olamayse. That is the oimek of droish v'kabel schar. Anyone who wants to join the Shomach Shove email list to WhatsApp, please email shomachshove@gmail.com.